Hello everyone, this is Asclepius with a great story from Lord Blake Blackstone entitled A Not So Random Encounter. Music by Smart Sound. Chapter 1. A single tear wept out of his eye, different than the ones he felt when the funeral pyre was lit for his father. This one was thicker and stuck to his face as it dried. Haunching on all fours, Thorin struggled to focus with the eye that was ripped from the blunt strike that had sent him reeling to the floor. They probably could have killed him quickly, since they got the initiative with an attack from behind. But this unsavory bunch enjoyed watching the pain of a struggle, especially when they had the upper hand. Thorin laughed to himself and wondered why these were the occasions he lived for, and possibly would also end up dying for. It was in these moments that he could grasp the truth of life, that there is no past, and the future is just a dream. For some reason, he knew he wasn't lucky enough to have his life force drained at the hands of petty thieves in a dirty tavern where no one would ever take notice. They were warned not to come to the gambling den that lay on the outskirts of Kobold territory by more than one of the travellers and traders along the dust road. But the party was in need of food, supplies, and rest in a warm bed alongside a good whore. The journey from the east had proven to be a rough task, and none of the wandering traders wanted the various hides, skins, and venom sacks they had collected along the way. So the one moon cycle detour was more of a necessity than a want. Before they came to the first toll bridge, which marked the outskirts of the hamlet, Sugesh decided to hang back so it would appear they weren't together. It meant two tolls, and they didn't really have the coin to spare, but it also meant that the bandits couldn't devise a plan for two. Even if the bandits weren't planning anything, Sugesh knew that Thorin would more than likely drag himself into some sort of trouble. The two were brothers, not by birth, but by adventure. A swift kick to the jaw, followed by a strike of a mace in the ribs, made Thorin spit out his teeth and breath. As he wheezed in, two teeth danced across the floor like dice cast for lots. Never in his life had he lost consciousness in a battle, but he revelled at the fact that there was a first time for everything. The man that had falsely accused him of cheating in Cabot, a card and dice game loved by the lower class, stood over him, cursing and laughing, and then cursing again. The pure joy of doing evil shone in his eyes.
"Outlander, you think you can come to Coruscant and outwit me?" he yelled. "I built this damn place."
As the ringleader drew his gold-hilted dagger, he bent over to Thorin's ear.
"I love drawing red lines on Outlander's necks. When I'm done, we will prop you back up in that chair at the Cabot table so we can all see your crimson smile without having to hear your sarcastic mouth." Thud! The makeshift tavern door slammed against the wall and came off one of its hinges. The smile maker instantly was lying on top of Thorin with an arrow through his neck, dagger clanking to the floor. Eye to eye, Thorin gave him a wink as he gurgled for air. Two more short, almost simultaneous whistles pierced the stagnant air of the bar, and two more fell from the precise shots. The bandit wielding the mace bolted for the back door as Sugesh drew his katanas, discarding his bow for the moment. The remaining thugs engaged in some melee, but were heavily unmatched, leaving one partially decapitated and the other skewered through his gut. Thorin mustered up the strength to roll the corpse off of him and struggle to his feet. With a grin, he looked over at Sugesh. "What do you think that dagger will bring once we get to the city?" Sugesh didn't laugh.
Echoes from the Caverns is brought to you by Lord Baldrith, Asclepius, and Sir Style Tekel. Also brought to you by Avatars Radio. To support Avatars Radio, visit their page at avatarsradio.com and click the Patreon button. Do you have a piece that you'd like us to read? Please contact us at lordbaldrith@thecaverns.net, asclepius@thecaverns.net, or style@thecaverns.net.